Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, August 29th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During the month of August, in worship, on our social media, and for the Word of the Week, we have shared favorite Old Testament stories and scriptures. Today is the story of Moses and the burning bush. I invite you to take time to read this story in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 17 sometime. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Standing on Holy Ground, and our scripture reading is Exodus 3, verses 2 to 3 and verse 5, which says, The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight, and see why the bush is not burning up. Then God said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. You may remember that when Moses was born, his Hebrew mother hid him from the harsh Egyptian rulers by placing him in a basket and sending the basket down the Nile River. Baby Moses was rescued and adopted by the daughter of the Pharaoh, and then raised as an Egyptian in the house of the Pharaoh. Eventually, Moses settles in the land of Midian, has a family and a livelihood, tending sheep for his father-in-law. One day when Moses is tending the sheep, he sees a bush out in the middle of nowhere that is burning but not being consumed. When he goes to investigate from the burning bush, he hears the voice of God and receives his commission to return to Egypt and lead the Hebrew people out of slavery to the promised land. If you were going about your daily business and saw a bush burst into flame, but the bush was not being burned up, and then from the flame you heard a voice, how would you respond? No matter how busy we were, my guess is we would stop and look, right? But I also know that we have a great capacity to keep going, to pass on by, even when we see something as unusual as a burning bush. We might keep going out of disbelief, or our busy schedules, or that we have places to be and things to do and no time to stop. Or we say, we'll come back later. My experience has been that we have all kinds of excuses for not stopping and realizing when we are on holy ground. But Moses takes the time to stop and look. Whatever else Moses was supposed to be doing, or wherever else he was supposed to be going, he decided it could wait. He left the sheep to take a closer look. And when he did, God noticed, and God called to him. When God sees that we have stopped long enough to look, God calls to us, too. Perhaps if we take the time to stop and look more often, we will hear or sense God's presence in the moment. What are those things or those moments that we pass by that just might present the holiness of God's presence? Or offer us a glimpse into what we are to be doing in this life of ours. The next time you sense something might be a burning bush, even if it seems small or insignificant, take a moment to stop and investigate. Maybe even take off your shoes and look for God's presence and listen for God's call, knowing that God is with us, and wherever we are standing, it is holy ground. Thanks be to God. Amen.